Klingon word from the word.
Jocha chut rach, perfect, restoring the cha. Jocha testimony rach shur, making val the nap. The Lord's law is perfect, restoring the soul. The Lord's testimony is sure, making wise the simple. What do you think of when you hear the word law? Do you picture a courtroom, a judge, a politician, or a police officer? Maybe you think of a scientist or engineer defining the limits of the universe and learning how to extend our knowledge and ability to use creation. The problem is, of course, law is a small word that covers a tremendous amount of territory. From the details of life and personal relations to the farthest limits of the cosmos, we use law to encompass rules of nature and commerce and politics and more. One dictionary I looked at had 26 different entries. Chut is the Klingon word for law. Like our English term, it's short and doesn't give us much hint on how to apply it. I actually didn't come across any uses of the term in the online tools I have on hand, so we don't know too much about how flexibly Klingons use chut. Jocha chut rach perfect, restoring the ka. Jocha testimony rach shur, making val the nap. The Lord's law is perfect, restoring the soul. The Lord's testimony is sure, making wise the simple. But what does the Bible mean when it speaks of law? One commentator, Barnes, notes, the word used here, Torah, is that which is commonly employed in the Old Testament with reference to the law of God, and is usually rendered law. The word properly means instruction, precept, from a verb signifying to teach. It's then used with reference to instruction or teaching in regard to conduct, and is thus applied to all that God has communicated to guide mankind. It does not here, nor does it commonly, refer exclusively to the commands of God, but it includes all that God has revealed to teach and guide us. We can tell a lot by context. Sometimes when you hear someone and you miss a word, you can infer the meaning or the missing word by the context. I think that works here. When the psalmist talks about the law, what does he tell us about it? It restores the soul, and it makes wise the simple. It's so easy to hear a word like law and conjure up oppressive images, judgment, conviction, and punishment. But the aim, the intent of God's law is to bring us to life, to revive us, to guide us toward wisdom. The Life Application Bible observes, when we think of the law, we often think of something that keeps us from having fun. But here we see the opposite. God's laws revive us, make us wise, bring joy to the heart, give insight, warn us and reward us. God's laws are guidelines and lights for our path. Rather than chains on our hands and feet, they point at danger to warn us, then point at success to guide us. Certainly there is law in the sense of rules. The Ten Commandments is a key example of that, but that part of the law is only the beginning, especially when we recognize that however we define God's rules will never measure up. The law, in such a sense, doesn't tell us how to get on God's good side. Rather, it shows us how much we fall short and need His mercy. As Paul says, "For all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious standard." Here's the wisdom we find in the law. When we try to measure up, we discover how short we fall. But there's more. The part of this law that encompasses God's teaching can revive us, for Paul reminds us God saved you by His special favor when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Again, as the Life Application Bible notes, we become Christians through God's unmerited favor, not as the result of any effort, ability, intelligent choice, or act of service on our part. However, out of gratitude for this free gift, will seek to help and serve others with kindness, love, and gentleness, and not merely to please ourselves. While no action or work we do can help us obtain salvation, God's intention is that our salvation will result in acts of service. Jochatshut rach perfect, restoring the ka. Jochat testimony rach shur, making val the nap. The Lord's law is perfect, restoring the soul. The Lord's testimony is sure, making wise the simple. Call it Torah, law, or chut. The scriptures give us a testimony that is far more than a rule book. It gives us life, pointing out not only how we are in need, but how freely God meets that need, to which I can only say, Hijah! Yes.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version and links to past shows, please visit KlingonWord.org. There you'll also find links to the great shows available at the Godcast Network and Catholic Tuner. For daily scripture readings, please check out the links to The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. Thanks for listening.